USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 15-year-old boy was reportedly killed at a Juneteenth celebration in Washington, D.C. overnight, while a police officer and two other adults were injured. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says a fight caused the event to be shut down at the Mochella Music Festival, and that's when it turned into chaos.
So once the officers shut the event down, there were several MPD resources as well as public safety resources from DC Fire and EMS that were also on the scene trying to clear out the area because there were several people who were injured as a result of their leg or ankles being trampled as they tried to run from the area.
Senators in both parties briefed recently by senior Biden administration officials on negotiations with Iran say they doubt Tehran will agree to any new deal to limit its development of nuclear weapons. USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
All this talk from lawmakers about gun control, and many are asking, where's the bill?
As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says he has not yet seen any of the text of the proposed bill.
I kept asking to see text, and it became apparent they didn't have a bill. In fact, they don't have a deal at all. What they had was agreement on a series of very broad promises.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stanley Cup Finals over the weekend. Colorado got goal happy against Tampa Bay, 7-0. Game 3 is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The least affected age group during the pandemic were the young kids with virtually no deaths during the government-imposed lockdowns. Dr. Peter McCullough, American cardiologist, he was vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center and a professor at Texas A&M University. On Newsmax, he says he doesn't see the necessity in a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 and under.
Yeah, I can tell you, as a doctor, I look at this carefully. The children have a very mild syndrome. It's not like our senior citizens who are at risk. We know that the vaccine is not medically necessary since 75% of children have already had the illness. The CDC told us that in February. It's not clinically indicated because it is so mild and easily managed. Even those in the hospital are easily managed if they're treated, particularly if they're treated early. We get a head start on treatment. We know that the side effects are unacceptable. There's papers by House and colleagues, MMWR, in the December 31st issue of 2021. The side effects are too great. The parents have reported that to the VSafe system.
SpaceX completed 3 successful launches in little more than 36 hours early June 19th. The stretch of launches started June 17th with the Falcon 9 launch from Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A. The rocket lifted off at 12:09 p.m. Eastern, placed 53 Starlink satellites into orbit. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.